This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, Tony. This is Claudia. Hi, Carol, Todd, and Harper, and all the listeners of Real Ghost Stories for actually chiming in. I just wanted to share my ghost story. Now, this happened about 12 years ago, I'd have to say. I live in Silver Spring, Maryland. And this was the first apparition that I saw. So this was on a farm that had history on it. The Underground Railroad tracks actually ran through this property. Now, my sister's baby father, the father of my first and second nephew, he was living on this property with his younger sister, and they were renting a farmhouse stable from a lawyer who owned this property. And he had told me when he was living there that he had experienced some weird things. The first experience, he said that he was outside with his friend drinking a beer and smoking cigarettes, and that he had heard somebody running towards the area that he was living in. And of course, this is like an offbeat area, gravel road. So he hears like gravel crunching, and he hears something running towards him, but he couldn't see anything. So him and his friend, they get freaked out and they run back into the pretty much like in-law house. So he said that was the first experience. The second experience that he had, he said he was outside by himself. I don't know if he was smoking or drinking, but they were out there. And he said that he saw what looked like a bicycle light, like a reflector light, coming towards him. And he didn't see, of course, this is like a dark area. There are no street lights. There's nothing out there. But he sees something of a light form coming at him that looks like a bicycle light. But he hears nothing. Now, if you have a bicycle coming at you, you're going to hear something. And this area is either like a gravel ford or dirt path, and he hears nothing coming at him. But he sees a light coming towards him. And he's seeing it that it's coming closer and closer and closer. And he gets freaked out, and he runs back inside. So he's telling me and my younger sister, the father of my two nephews, and he's freaked out. So I never disbelieved them because I actually believe in spirits. So one day, and this is my experience, like I said, I never disbelieved them, but one day it's like broad daylight, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This was actually 2004, and it's a beautiful day. Summertime, it's like 83 degrees outside. And as I'm walking, he's telling me that there is behind where he lives, there is a tree line, and behind that tree line, there's a open field. Now, that's all he told me. So he's like, let's go out and let's go enjoy that day. We can explore the, you know, that field area. He told me it had a history. He never explained to me what kind of history it was until after this experience. So we go out there one day, and I remember as we're entering this field, I got this weird feeling, and I heard this voice say, are you going to see anything today? And I remember thinking to myself, what could I possibly see? It's like broad daylight on a beautiful day. I didn't think anything of it. So I enter the field. Now my younger sister, who's only 362 days younger than me. We go on to this field with her, what we nowadays call baby daddy, and my nephew, who's only 2 years old. We enter this field, beautiful day. We enter this field. It's a beautiful day. The field is about, it's a good size. I can't even give you measurements, but it's maybe like 50 yards in width by 60 yards in length. And then there's a dirt path, gravel path combined on the right hand side. So we enter this field, and I didn't realize that this field has history to it. The Underground Railroad ran right through this property. So Harriet Tubman, she had people come through there. But from what I understand, Harriet Tubman, when she did her missions, she never lost one person. So whatever happened on this field had nothing to do with that. But apparently somebody had passed away on that property because there was a spirit roaming around. So we're on this field, on the actual field, not on the dirt path. The dirt path was on the right-hand side of us. So we're just enjoying this beautiful day. And we're about maybe halfway down the path, a little bit before halfway down the path, because there were six trees aligned to the right-hand side. On the right-hand side, there were six trees on the dirt path. Now, my sister, myself, and Brandon, my sister's baby daddy, and my nephew, who was only 2 years old, was just enjoying a beautiful day. And then out of nowhere, on this dirt path, we see, you know, two older couples. They're coming up the path and they're enjoying their walk. And you could tell that they were married because of the casual stride that they had. They were enjoying their path. They were enjoying the day, and there was something behind them. It was something black. That's what I noticed. It was a man in black is what I can describe him as. That's what I thought it was. So I'm looking and I'm watching, and I'm like, how peculiar this is. What is this man doing wearing all black from head to toe on a beautiful day like this? It's like 83 degrees outside. It's a sunny day. It's beautiful. Why is he dressed in black from head to toe? Like, and don't get me wrong, I love black. It's my favorite color. But when I saw this, I was like, this is way too much. If you could remember the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer, the murderer of that movie, that fisherman who had the fisherman's cap with the black trench coat, that's exactly what this thing looked like. But as this thing is coming up the path, behind this couple, this older couple who's enjoying their walk, this thing is like walking behind them. Now, my younger sister, she was about 10 feet ahead of me. So she's looking at it. I'm looking at it. My sister's baby daddy, Brandon, is looking at it. And we're all fixated on this thing. Like, what? And I thought I was the only one who was noticing this black thing behind them, which I thought was a human being at first, just a black, a person dressed in black. But I didn't realize how common shadow people are. So I didn't realize what I was looking at. But I see this thing. I didn't realize that Brandon, my brother-in-law, and my sister, my younger sister, were seeing the same damn thing. So I noticed that we were all looking at the same thing. Of course, I didn't say anything because I was just like, why is this person dressed in all black? That's my mentality. As it gets closer and it's coming up the path, it's getting closer to us, I'm just staring at it. And everybody else is staring at it. And the two older couple who are casually walking, enjoying their walk, older couple in their 50s, they obviously see that we're looking towards them or something behind them. So they're obviously, they look behind them because they see that we're looking at something. We're fixated our gaze on something behind them. So they turn around and they must have seen what we saw, because as soon as they turned around to look at what we were looking at, they quickly turned their heads around and they jumped right onto the field.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.